Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Couple of commercials you just heard during the bottom of the hour news break. Again, want to remind you that we are using Michigan Talk Network, Steve Gruber's news service. And he mentioned about My Pure Health Solutions, and he instructed people to go to gruberhealth.com. Missy, the owner, wants to track her advertising dollars. And so she's asked that you go to chuckerrandyhealth.com because you're hearing that commercial on this radio station, the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So if you live in northern Michigan or you're listening downstate, like Christine Gray in Northville, Officer Rick working as a school cop today down in Genesee County, go to chuckerrandyhealth.com, and that way Missy will know that you heard about her program through this radio station and this network. Greatly appreciate if you do that. Also, you heard the commercial for Tolini Farms. He's running his fall winter stock up sale right now. He has frozen beef ready to be delivered to you today or tomorrow. A quarter of Montana ancestry Black Angus beef, completely raised, processed, vacuum sealed, frozen like a brick, ready to be delivered to you. Quarters weigh between 125 and 150 pounds. At $4 a pound, you're looking at $500 or $600. You'll get enough beef for a couple to last you probably a year, year and a half. Family of four, you'll probably get a good 9 months to a year out of it because you're going to get 3/4-inch steaks, 8 to 9 ribeyes, 3 porterhouse steaks, 4 to 5 T-bones, 3 to 4 sirloins, 3 to 4 round steaks, 2 or 3 roasts, and 58 to 60 pounds of ground beef in 1-pound packages. This is frozen, folks, like a brick. He picked it up at the butchers, Ebel's in Falmouth, and another local butcher, and stores them in his freezers right there at the farm. Why should you buy this beef compared to the beef sold in the stores? Cliff raises all the food the animals eat on his own farm. Non-GMO, corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on his farm. He doesn't buy food from any other farmer. He raises all of it. He knows what goes into these animals, and he personally delivers them to the butcher for processing. Picks them up, takes them back to the freezers there at Tolini Farms, and has them available for delivery to you right now. If you call his farm, 989-733-2782, leave your name, your city, and your callback number, the best time to call you back. Or text me the word beef, and I'll text you a clickable, dialable link to 989-733-2782. We've tasted his beef. It is phenomenal. We are getting a quarter next month. Vicky and I are going to stock up. We've cleaned out the freezers. We're ready to go. We're getting our quarter next month. So you need to do this before the price increases that are coming. Why are we getting price increases? Because of Hamas attacking Israel. The oil futures have gone through the roof already. The price of a barrel of oil is up over $5 from what it was on Friday. Today's Tuesday. These increased oil wholesale barrel pricing is going to affect the gas pump. The diesel fuel is going up. Gas is going up. As a former truck driver, independent owner-operator, I negotiated what's called fuel surcharges, FSCs. As my fuel prices went up, because I owned my truck, I was leased on to companies hauling their trailers, refrigerated trailers, ice cream, beef, even produce that I hauled, Grand Junction, Colorado, sweet corn, took it all the way back to Kroger's in Detroit. Really a cool experience. Never seen that before, ever. They told me to pull the drain plugs in my refrigerated trailer. I'm like, why? Never mind, just do it. Before you go there, before you get there, pull the drain plugs. Keep them in a Ziploc bag under your seat. Turn your reefer on, the refrigerator. Get it down to 20 degrees. The reefer has its own fuel tank, its own diesel motor, engine, I should say, and started the refrigerator. When I opened the doors, cold 20-degree air blasted out of that trailer as I bumped the dock. They then put the pallets of sweet corn in the trailer that are roughly about, oh, I'm going to say 4 feet tall on wooden pallets. They stacked it side by side all the way almost to the back. I set the tandems on the trailer so it would be perfectly balanced. Then they came in the trailer with a fire hose. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they laughed at me. You've never been here before, have you? I said, no. Watch this. They turned on the fire hose, and they started shooting chips of ice all the way to the front of the trailer. That's how much power force came out of this fire hose. And they started feeding that ice over the top of the corn all the way to the ceiling in the front and kept firing it all the way to the back, completely encasing all those pallets of sweet corn. You know how much weight of water ice added to that? The corn itself weighed roughly about 20,000 pounds. When they got done spraying the chipped ice over the sweet corn, my trailer weighed 44,000. So they blew in 24,000 pounds of ice. They shut the door. The reefer continued to run at 20 degrees below freezing. 32 degrees, well, it was 20. The walls were cold. Everything was rock solid. And they said, get to Detroit as fast as you can. I'm like, okay. Have you ever been behind a reefer trailer on a somewhat warm day? And you wonder why you're having to run your windshield wipers, spray your windshield, because something's coming out of this trailer. You know what it is? It's water. As I left Grand Junction, Colorado, went through the Lincoln Tunnel, which dang near killed my truck, every single gauge in the truck was overheating. My transmission oil, the engine oil, the radiator, by the time I got to the very tippy top of those Rocky Mountains at the Lincoln Tunnel, my truck was overheating. I actually had to pull over to the side of the road and allow my temperature gauges to drop down. Engine oil, trans oil, radiator, all of it had to chill down. Started the descent, and that 44,000 pounds of sweet corn and ice started pushing me down the highway. I'm not kidding, folks. I basically got pushed all the way to Illinois. It was the most unbelievable experience I ever had. I kept looking out my mirrors, and I kept seeing cars putting their wipers on as they were passing me, and many of them was giving me the single finger salute, telling me that I was number one with their middle finger because I was spraying their cars with water. The ice was melting. And by the time I got to the warehouse in Kroger in Detroit, Michigan, I opened the doors, and guess what? Almost all of that ice had fully melted. There was a very thin layer, maybe an inch of ice on top of that sweet corn. It didn't freeze the corn. It kept it cool. I bumped the dock, which was a refrigerated warehouse, handed the bill of lading to the high-low driver, and he pulled out those pallets of sweet corn, still ice cold, all the way from Grand Junction, Colorado, to Detroit, Michigan. It was the most amazing experience ever. And once they got the pallets out, guess what? I didn't have to wash out my trailer. Normally, after being on the road 4 to 6 weeks, crisscrossing America with all kinds of products going in and out of the trailer, I always had to wash out the trailer. While the dirt, the grime, whatever, pieces of wood pallets got flushed out in a trailer wash. Blue Beacon Truck Wash will do that for truck drivers. And by the way, they'll also wash your RVs for you. If you got a fifth wheel big travel trailer, you can pull in there at a truck stop, Blue Beacon, and you can get your RV washed as well. But I didn't have to do it. You know why? My trailer was absolutely bone clean. That ice melting down the walls, through the grates in the floor, out those drain holes, clean, clean, clean. Pulled out the Ziploc bag, put my drain plugs back in, and stored the trailer for about 2 weeks as I was home doing the honey-do list by Bubba. Miss Vicky had a list. Unbelievable memories from the road. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith, and call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. I've asked my engineer to play more additional bonus plays for Tom Curtis, the gun doctor. You just heard the commercial twice during that break, during that segment. The office number is 231-347-3487. Or the cell phone that you can text, 231 838-5571. The reason I've asked them to do that is because the gun reform package of bills that Governor Whitmer signed into law have not taken effect yet. But like I explained in the first hour, as soon as they end this legislative session, the 90-day clock starts ticking. Whenever they decide to shut down the legislative session, whether it's the end of this month, October, or the first week or so in November, whenever it happens, folks, 90 days later, those gun laws go into effect. If you've been thinking about buying a gun or trading in a firearm that was given to you by grandpa, an old shotgun, an old deer rifle, you don't hunt, you need to contact Tom Curtis. You need to get to Curtis Gunsmithing, Pickerel Lake Road there in Petoskey. 9996 Pickerel Lake Road. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. How much is Grandpa's deer rifle shotgun worth? Can I trade it in on a Home Defender shotgun? 20 gauge, 410, whatever. 20 gauge probably would be the advice I'd recommend. Talk to Tom Curtis about it. Take in that old firearm that you're not using. See what it's worth. See what he'll give you for it. Trade it against something that you need. Handgun. You can contact Brett Gooding and get trained, CPL licensed. Before these gun laws go into effect, 90 days after this legislative session ends, you need to be armed and trained on how to protect yourself and your family. Tom Curtis, licensed dealer, can take care of you. If you got a firearm that you haven't fired in a while, maybe you want it cleaned up, polished up, bore sighted, whatever it is, a trigger job, whatever, Tom Curtis can do it. You need to give him a call, schedule an appointment to go visit him. The office number again, 231-347-3487. cell phone, 231-838-5571. Text me, Tom. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor. Just text me the word Tom, and I will forward you their contact information. Address, his wife Karen, cell phones, all of it. Text me, Tom, and I'll send you the information. You need to do this, folks, now. You need to do this before they end the legislative session. You need to get this done before that 90-day clock starts ticking, before these new gun reform laws go into effect. They can explain to you the safe storage laws, provide you with the trigger guards, whatever needs to be sold, the gun safes, whatever you need, they can take care of you. This is important. And you're not going to hear any other show talking about this because they don't understand these laws. They're going into effect 90 days after this legislative session ends. They don't understand the importance of it. And I'm going to be attacked for telling you this information, informing you of it, but you need to tell others. When you text me Tom and I send you his contact information, share this information with your friends, your family, your coworkers, anybody that needs to protect their Second Amendment rights. Send it to your kids. If they're older and married, they need to know this stuff. Tom can ship within, I believe, the state of Michigan, no problem. If you've got people downstate that learn about this, they can work with Tom Curtis remotely. You can go and check out whatever it is they're thinking about buying, and he can ship it directly to them after they get through the process. But you have to understand the importance of this, folks. This is critical to make sure you're fully informed, educated, and protected. We are going to do a CPL training. I'm going to talk to Brett Gooding. I'm going to talk to our friends over at Northern Leathers there in Elba. We're going to do another CPL class. You need this information. You need to be armed and protected. Because God only knows with this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, this Governor, Gretchen Whitmer, how they are going to start enforcing these laws upon us 90 days after the legislative session ends. So again, text me, Tom, 231-360-5140. You know the number. You've got it stored. Text me, Tom, and I'll send you his contact info. It is critical that you talk to him today. Hour number three, Bill Ogden from Tactical Civics is coming on in the next half hour. I'm Chuck Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. On the job every day, fighting for Michigan.